Father, in Jesus' name, here we all are, Lord God. We've come boldly to the throne of grace, and here we are to obtain mercy. Oh God, to find that wondrous help and grace, because there's a great time of need. Lord, thank you that you've caused us to know we are a needy people. And praise God, you've made it so simple. Every need fulfilled with one thing, a cup that will always be full and running over, Jesus. Oh, thank you for him. Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, thank you that we know that name, praise God, the name given among men whereby they must be saved. Lord, but the name of Jesus, praise be to God, the Lamb, and Lord, to us, may it be the Lamb's wife. Now, Lord, we come this morning thanking you, Father, how richly that you freely gave us your Son. And in giving him to us, how shall you not also freely give us all things? Lord, help our faith this morning. Help each and every one of us, God, that we are to know that we are now the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what it shall be, but we know when he shall appear. Praise be to God. Lord, we're going to be like you, because we're going to see you as you are. And thank you, Lord Jesus, quicken us with these words today. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, shed this love abroad in our hearts. Help us to have a thirst and a hunger, Lord God. As we come to you, open our hearts with this wondrous beauty of your truth and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, let's go on over to Luke chapter 2. And I thank God how sweetly, at the time of the birth of our Savior, the Lord, praise God, was after so many wondrous things. But how marvelous the ministering of the Holy Ghost and the power, and truly a hidden mystery woven at the time of the birth, and many of the events, actually every single one of them, we've had sermons on them. But today, how powerful in the need, brothers and sisters, of the Holy Ghost to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, to give us not just more, but as we know, to give us the much the more. That this age that we're in, praise God, of exceeding great and precious promises, this age that we are in, that by the grace of God, he said to us, a better thing than even all of those, praise God, those worthies of faith that you find there in Hebrews 11, all of those wonderful champions, praise God, that simply believed God, received their precious promises all the same way, by faith. And thanks be to God, here we are today, in that same encouragement of by faith, but yet a better thing by his Spirit. Now we read today from Luke 2, and we begin in verse 25. It says there, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The name Simeon means to hearken. That's always a good trait. That means you're listening, praise God. You know the Lamb's voice. Praise God. So here was this man named Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he, Simeon, should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came, how? By the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now we thank God how many times he's brought us here, and this precious brother, this precious encouragement, and here we find ourselves once again at this time of that the world recognizes the birth of our precious Savior. But this sweet Simeon, it says he was just and devout. Just and devout. I want you to understand what that means. It means righteous and sincere. Now, I'm going to ask you. If you're a child, I'm going to tell you, not ask you. We don't have time for that. You're a child of God here today. You're righteous. You've been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That is done. And we thank the Lord. And you are fully righteous because of the life of Jesus Christ that lives in you. That is the righteousness of God. It's Him. Hallelujah. And now we can grow up in that righteousness. Amen. We can grow in the knowledge of the righteousness that, praise God, that He has made us for Him. And I always love to read about the righteousness of God. God loves righteousness. God made us through His Son, the very thing that He loved. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. He's drawn to us, praise God, because of His Son, the righteous one. So we have that fully righteousness, praise God, life that lives in us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's just like when we're born as humans. You're fully human. It's not like you're going to grow more human. You're fully human. But you grow up in that humanity. And this is the same thing with the Lord. He wants you to grow up in that beautiful righteousness, which isn't of you, only being found in whose righteousness? His righteousness. See, your righteousness, my righteousness, would be of the law. And we know that that, let's just say it, it stinks to God. But it's the righteousness of the Son of God. It's the knowledge, praise the Lord, of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it says here, thanks be to God, He was just, He was righteous, because He believed in the blood of the Lamb. That's how you're righteous. Hallelujah. And sincere. I love that. There was a sincerity. And I believe it has something to do with that name. Praise be to God. He hearkened. It's true. He's listening. He was encouraged by the things of God. And it says here that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And that's a very important thing. The consolation of Israel means that the Messiah would come and comfort Israel from their miserable oppression. All right? So they were looking for this or their Messiah. That is what the majority of them knew. All right? That's all they knew. It's just like most Christians today. What they know is salvation. That's why, as you see that company that stands before the throne there in Revelation, and it is known as the innumerable multitude, and they arrive in heaven at a different time. It was so precious this week to visit with my precious brother. And we went over some of the scriptures about seeing within Revelation the different companies that come into heaven at different times. And seeing how beautiful the Word of God encourages us, encourages those ones, especially as Paul would minister to them. Now, listen, we all begin with milk. That's fine. But you need to grow up from milk and get into strong meat. You need to be feasting upon that meat. And we know that Paul, he chastened those that had feasted on and known the strong meat that reverted back to milk. It's all about this growth. It's all about this encouragement that we grow up into Him in all things. That we grow from this life of this baby and we grow up to this fully mature, readied spouse of the Lord. But see, I want you to notice here. Even though what he knew at that time was the Messiah would come and comfort Israel from their miserable oppression, notice here, more came to Simeon because of one thing, the Holy Ghost. Isn't that marvelous? Praise be to God, it was because of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And I want us to really understand this. Whenever the Holy Ghost is involved, there's always more revelation. Always. The Holy Ghost always brings more. The Holy Ghost always brings the fullness of what God is after. And I thank the Lord for this. This is why Jesus, you think, there in John, and we'll be there in just one moment. Jesus was just moments away from the cross. Moments away from the cross. And the conversation with the disciples turned completely to and about the Holy Ghost. That's what that conversation turned to. And I was thinking, you know, the most important things, the most powerful things that are ever said are the final words that are spoken. And there was Jesus ministering to them as they began to panic and all of this. Oh, honeys, I got to tell you something. There's a purpose. Everything is about this purpose. We're going in, praise God, to this time that the Holy Ghost that's been with you, he's going to be in you. Oh, yes. We're going into a time, praise God, where that Holy Ghost is going to take all the things of mine and show them unto you. Jesus told them how needful it was for him to be crucified. He said, you know what? I've got to go. I've got to ascend to the right hand of the Father because I must send you the Comforter. I must send you the Comforter. Isn't that beautiful? The Holy Ghost, the Comforter. I just love that. See, when the Holy Ghost is ministering and I'm telling you all the things of God, because that's all he can really minister to you, you get comforted out of everything. Anything that's bothering you, you're just sitting there, oh my, oh my, oh my. See, because the Holy Ghost comforts you with the fullness of the love of God. He allows you to know the love of Christ. He does. He brings you into that knowledge. And when you know you're in love like that, when you know that Jesus Christ is in love with you, you become in love with him. And let me tell you something about being in love in case you forgot. Even in the natural. When you're in love in the natural, everything just went away. It doesn't matter about anything. When you're passionately, and I will even say this, I always loved that movie Bambi. I'm talking thumper love. You're just, you know, and you're just in it. You can't think of anything else. It didn't matter that the hunters were around or whatever was going on. It didn't matter if my life was in jeopardy. I'm in love. Hallelujah, the lover of my soul is here. It doesn't matter what we go through. Oh, we have moments, but then the lover of our soul, he brings us back and he touches and caresses our face. Oh, honey, look into my eyes. See me. See me. See how I love you. Now, how marvelous that he said, I'm going to go get him. I'm going to go get him, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. He's with you, but he's going to be in you. And why? What was the whole purpose? As we turn over to John 16, the whole purpose was because he wanted to give them more revelation. He wanted them to know more about him. He wanted them to have the much the more that was for these disciples. And praise be to God, the much the more, hallelujah, that would be given to Paul for us. Praise the Lord. So in John chapter 16, verse 12, Jesus says to his disciples, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear, you cannot understand them now. Put this in perspective. These disciples were with Jesus approximately 3.5 years, almost literally day and night, with him constantly. And here it is that he says, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot understand them now. Think of that statement. Jesus isn't withholding from them, but Jesus isn't going to give anything to anyone that they can't understand. He's not. It's not going to be that way. He's going to perform and he's going to accomplish in the thing that he has sent it to. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. That the Holy Ghost was with ones and shall be in them. Because he had more. There was more revelation to come. And we thank the Lord that the Lord wasn't going to give anything to those disciples that they weren't able to bear. That they weren't able to understand. There was a need. They needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. See, they didn't need to be filled with the Holy Ghost to go have different languages to go preach. It wasn't about languages. What did we just read? It was about understanding. It was about understanding. See, that'll always just stop that right there. Because people like to try to, it's the enemy. Oh, you don't need to be filled. That was something, a different purpose, a different time. No, the infilling is for one thing. It's for knowledge, that truth. It's for love, because that's what truth is. It's truth in love. And praise be to God, it's to have it all shed abroad in my heart and to be quickened and to abound in hope and to be looking and alive for the coming and the appearing of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he says here to him, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot understand them. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth or the Holy Ghost is come, he will guide you into all truth. This was for all truth. Praise the Lord. Not just for little bits and pieces, not just what a denomination would give to you. And I thank God for however Christ is preached, and do not go there. But I thank the Lord for the full counsel of God. I thank the Lord for the assurances that Paul had given us by the power of the Holy Ghost in his life. He said, if anybody come to you, even me, and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. This was the gospel. The gospel that was given to him was made very known to us and is. It was the mystery that was hidden. Paul was the one that the mystery was revealed. It wasn't revealed to the disciples. It wasn't revealed to anyone else. God said, there's my chosen vessel. The very chief of sinner. The one who's coming out to kill all the ones that are preaching about me. That's the one. I'm going to magnify my grace. I'm going to magnify my mercy. I'm going to stop him on that road to Damascus, and he's going to stop, and he's going to see his salvation. That light that came upon him, praise be to God, it blinded him so he could see. And he saw, hallelujah, and he saw into the depth of the mystery, praise be to God, of what the Lord had for us. Us. Thank you, Jesus. So howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. See, we don't worship the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit. I don't pray to the Holy Spirit. I pray in the Holy Spirit. But oh my, I pray in Jesus' name. As the Father said, you give him the glory. Him who is worthy of all glory. But he won't speak of himself, but so whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show things to come. Isn't that amazing what the Holy Ghost has shown us, the things that are to come for us? Shown us the things through Paul, if he said, if by any means I might attain to the out resurrection, that's coming. It might even be right now. It's coming. See, you can't see the things to come without the Holy Ghost. You can't see them. You can't be in them. You have to have a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. That's why you need to continue to hear, praise God, this vision of the Apostle Paul. He shall glorify me. Well, my, oh my, I thought Jesus was already glorified. So the Holy Ghost is going to glorify him. Well, how's the Holy Ghost going to glorify him? Because the Holy Ghost is going to bring all truth. He's going to bring the mystery to Paul of the bridal proposal. The Holy Ghost is going to glorify him by ministering that bridal proposal to vessels that will take him as their husband. And that wife will be the glory of the man. Come on, it's time. Make the move into truth. And why will he glorify me? For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. just like the servant, praise God, that was sent by Abraham to find the wife, Rebecca, for Isaac. That servant had all the things of the master in his hand. The Holy Ghost has all the things of the Father, all the things of heaven in his hand, because he has the knowledge, praise God, of all truth and the love of Jesus. He's got this bridal message. This is what it is. And he'll show it to you. And all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine all things. Right? Isn't that beautiful how Jesus said, all things of the Father are mine? And then he's going to take of mine, which are all things. And what? Show them unto you. Praise be to God. That means announce and make them known. Because they weren't known, because they were never spoken of, because Jesus said, I can't tell you right now because you're not filled with the Holy Ghost to have the understanding. Period. And that's how it is. That is how wondrously true and simple it is. So, he'll guide you into all truth. He'll take the love of Christ and shed it abroad in your heart. He will enlighten the eyes of your understanding to see it all. And yea, the deep things of God, all by the Holy Ghost. Now, let's get back to Simeon. So what we have here is this precious man. And it says that the Spirit, praise be to God, was upon him. Amen? And I'm going to tell you something about the Holy Ghost. There is no way we can ever be looking for the appearing of the Lord without the Holy Ghost. It cannot happen. It will not happen. And the evidence of the Spirit upon us does one mighty thing. It keeps us in the house of the Lord. It keeps us feasting on the bread of life. It keeps us in the state of readiness, and it keeps us loving and looking for the appearing of our bridegroom. Praise the Lord. Now, that's exactly what the Holy Ghost did for Simeon in what Simeon could be revealed. Amen. And we thank the Lord. You have to think of this. See, Simeon, praise God, at that time, and what his revelation was for was the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. And God brought him fully every bit of the faith, praise the Lord, that Simeon would receive to receive everything fully that the Lord had for Simeon. Praise God. So he received, and I love this, he received this little baby. But the baby is salvation. Praise God. But that's what he received. Now you think about what we've received. Every one of us, in that sense, receives Christ. In that sense of, mine eyes have seen the salvation of this baby. Hallelujah. I'm born again. And every child of God, when they're born again, they're born a baby. A little baby. Because of that salvation, hallelujah, we are immediately born of God. But the whole purpose is to grow up. And you think about the ministering of Christ, and then you think about Christ giving us the Holy Ghost, that we would be led and guided into all truth. Whose truth? What is truth? It's Jesus. All of him, not just a baby, but the fullness of him. That's why it says that we can know by the Holy Ghost the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length of the love of Christ to us, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God, that we would be filled with all the fullness of the truth, the revelation of the truth. That's what this Holy Ghost, praise God, did for us. But the Holy Ghost, what he did for Simeon, praise be to God, he revealed to him more than the consolation. See? And more than the consolation, here's what Simeon got. But he personally, Simeon, was going to see Christ the Lord before he would see death. That's what the Holy Ghost did for him. Now that's a mighty thing, because I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, that's us. That is us. That is the Holy Ghost, praise God, that has revealed to us the more. And once again, it's because Simeon was listening for the things of God. Hearken. That's his name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Isn't that marvelous? And what does the Spirit say? What did we read about the Spirit? If you really listen to what the Spirit says, all truth. All truth. Bridal truth. The fullness of it. He gives you the truth that's going to glorify Jesus. He gives you the truth of the bride. Hallelujah. For the Lamb of God. That's the glory. That's how he's going to be glorified. That's why it says that as children of God, we're heirs of God. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8. And what joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer together with him, that what? That we may be glorified together with him. And think of the ascension that was going to happen to send the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ didn't go into the midst of the throne. No, the Father has that right now. Jesus Christ went to the right hand of God. He went to the right hand of God. Yes, he did. But he's going to take the throne as God. But he hasn't done that yet. But he will when he is glorified together with his wife. That's it. That's exactly what he will glorify me. That means the Holy Ghost. That's what he's doing to those that will know. Those that will hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Yes, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. But it didn't end there. It says, but, yea, the deep things of God by the Spirit. And here they are. Here's the fullness of them. It's not to flatter you, and you know that. You're just thankful for this mercy and grace. Once again, we should be the most thankful, joyful, happy people there could ever be. Isn't that something? We can all have the same calling. We can all be called out of Egypt. We can all see all of the plagues that God sent. We can all have walked across a flat, dry, perfect, wonderful sea and then watch it swallow the enemy. But then do we go across always as just the two that hearkened to it and said, this is almighty. But it's that goal, it's that promise, it's mine. Now, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. That's why, by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need to have the Holy Ghost just completely covering our lives. We need to be in fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And praise be to God, just continuing to show us all the things of Christ. Praise God. And you know what? The result will be the same for us, but even more than Simeon. See, when we are waiting and loving his appearing, all by the grace of God, remember that. We are listening to and are full of the Holy Ghost. I can never take any credit for that. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came to me. He brought that wondrous proposal of the bridal message. I heard it. That grace that had me individually at the well, just like you, just like you, just like you, each and every one of us, individually, right there. My well was at a parking lot on 6th and Kipling. That's truth. Will you marry me? And I can't tell you anything. How does a 17-year-old say, I'll go? It's because of Christ in my life. It's because of the grace and the mercy of the Lord. He revealed it to me. It was real. It's more real than the parking lot or the cars or anything that I was seeing. I was taken right into the throne room in Jesus' name on my knees, just praising him and thanking him. Lord, I see it. I know this is what you want for me. And at that moment, I said, I do. I remember getting in my car. Oh, that car floated home. Never the same again. Never the same. See, brothers and sisters, We're waiting for more, just like Simeon.
Oh, yeah.
We are abiding for the one thing, aren't we? Hallelujah. We're waiting for the appearing of Jesus. The thing, praise God, that the Holy Ghost has revealed to us, that there is a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're waiting for an out resurrection, as the Word of God tells us, aren't we? That's a resurrection out from the resurrection. Know your Bibles. Know them. Rejoice. Make notes in them. That's why there's nice space around those pages. Get out a little highlighter and highlight them. You can put thank you on every line, but get in there and understand it. Search those things out. He loves you. Just a little here and a little there. You don't have to get it all at once, but you'll get every single time, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Awaken to me. Brothers and sisters, he's going to appear. And that time of getting ready for the bride, it'll be no more. It was just like the birth of Jesus. It happened. It came. Those that were looking, they got to see him. All those that were asleep to it, that thought about it, maybe believed in it, but weren't watching and waiting for him, they did not receive that. They received things at a later time, but they weren't that magnificent. Now, we are here, brothers and sisters, and we wait in the house of bread, just like Simeon. He was brought by the Spirit into the temple. And God has brought us into the house of bread, praise God, that hears and preaches, hallelujah, the bridal message. Simeon was brought into the temple. He was brought into the temple to see the Lord before he would see death. That's what he was brought there for. You and I and anyone else will not see the Lord as bridegroom without being brought by the Holy Ghost into the house of bread that preaches Paul's gospel. It can't happen. It can't. You'll be just like the masses that might be looking to see the consolation of Israel that can say salvation, but you are not going to see the Lord face to face before you see death. Not in this regard of the bridal message. Now, just as Simeon's promise was made reality, as he would see the Lord before death, our promise is about to be made sight too. I believe by the grace of God, every time I come in here and preach, I'm preaching to a little small part of the Church of Philadelphia. Amen. If some of us go ready before the coming of the Lord, well, I got to preach to a little piece of the Church of Smyrna. But the one thing about the both of them, they both win. Whether it's by the grave, or praise be to God, whether it's just, again, alive and remaining. I'll tell you one thing. The last breath I take upon this life, I want it to be in a full joy. Lord Jesus, thank you. I know you as my bridegroom. I don't want that joy yesterday. I don't want that joy a year ago. I don't want that joy 10 years ago. I want that joy right now. And God better wake every one of us up. Oh, in Jesus' name, to have the joy of the appearing of the Lord, my bridegroom, right now. Because it will be a time that'll come and it'll go. But I thank the Lord, praise God. He has us alive and remaining, saints. This is an exciting time. And there's not many that are excited about it. But you gather and are led by the Spirit into the temple of the Lord, you'll be amongst those like an Anna. You'll be amongst those, praise God. And there might just be a handful, but the Lord is faithful to his people, and he'll bring those coals together. And oh yes, he'll part some of those coals that want to be cold. You ain't going to be on fire for it. And I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Know this. I've told this to many people, and not too long ago, I wish and would that every church would preach the bridal message. I wish they would. But I don't need to go looking for it. I'm just thankful it's here. And I'm going to tell you something that's a fact. If you have it, and yet you're not settled with it and going to look for it somewhere else, you're not looking for the bridal message. You're not. Be honest with yourself. I believe it's time. If I'm going elsewhere to find truth, when I have an assembly that preaches the whole counsel of God, what am I looking for? I love you. And I would rather wound you as a friend. I don't want that on me. And I've seen it. I've been a pastor almost 17 years. And I can tell you and witness to you, I love you with the love of Christ. There's no way on earth anybody would be preaching this whole counsel if it wasn't for the love of Christ. I'm talking about just pouring out of them. And it's a privilege to suffer for Christ's sake. And it hurts when you're hurt by the brethren. But I know, as I stand in the truth, it's not coming against me. It's not. It's my Lord. We have more to rejoice at this time. We do. Yes, Christ Jesus was born, but the bridegroom's coming again. And those, praise God, that are full of the Holy Ghost. Everybody's full of something. Everybody's full of something. I found that out. But I want to be with you. I want to be with those that are full of the Holy Ghost. Because I know you wouldn't be hearing this today. I know you wouldn't endure this if it wasn't for the grace of God that's with you. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Are you thankful that you're full of the Holy Ghost? Are you grateful by the grace of God? Hallelujah. That Simeon was led, praise the Lord, into the temple. Hallelujah. By the Spirit to see the Lord before his death. I'm thankful. I'm going to be by the grace of God in that company. Hallelujah. And it might be today. That's what I'm thankful for. He might come for me today. And I will be in that company. Hallelujah. That will see him face to face before I see death. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How could we not worship the Lord? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Hallelujah, I want to see him so much. Oh, Jesus, to see your blessed face. Thank you for the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for love that's shed abroad in the vessels, praise God, that love this truth. Thank you for your mercy and grace that has held us in it. Lord, thank you that your mercy and grace is what will perform it all. Unto the day, hallelujah, you are the faithful one. You are true. And Lord, we are just abiding and waiting. Lord, looking up, we're looking to the hills from where our help cometh. Lord God, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And even so, precious, precious bridegroom, come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord.